China has unveiled a sweeping overhaul of its $100 billion education tech center, banning firms from making profits, raising capital, or going public. Companies that teach school subjects can also no longer accept overseas investment, according to new regulations. The crackdown mirrors Beijing's broader campaign against the internet sector and jeopardizes billions in foreign investment. Meanwhile, China has also ordered Tencent to give up its exclusive music streaming rights and pay ¥500,000 in fines. Antitrust officials say Tencent's 2016 acquisition of China Music violated regulations, partly because of a lack of reporting to authorities. The company says it will rectify the situation within the mandated 30 days. Robinhood opted to hold an unconventional, publicly available online roadshow yesterday as it looks to raise $2 billion from its IPO. The retail brokerage is planning to reserve as much as 35% of its shares for traders on its own app, who would ordinarily have to wait until the start of trading to buy. Robinhood is set to debut on the NASDAQ this Thursday. A growing number of public health experts are urging the CDC to recommend even fully vaccinated people wear masks in public amid the Delta variant surge. Doctors, like former Surgeon General Jerome Adams, say the agency acted prematurely in May when it announced that fully inoculated Americans would no longer need to wear a mask in most situations. COVID fatalities in the United States have surged 48% over the past week. And 16 gold medals have been awarded so far as the second day of the Olympic medal competition continues. China has already taken home three, including the first of the games in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Host Japan is in second with two. But the pandemic, politics, and blistering heat are taking its toll. More athletes have tested positive for COVID, while an Algerian judo athlete will be sent home after he withdrew from the competition to avoid potentially facing an Israeli opponent. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Simone Foxman. This is Bloomberg.